what it means to get a container port into an area that basically is a important eelgrass meadow fish nursery area. And there's historically existing ports across the harbor area that are doing fine for the local economy, a small oil terminal and a break bulk type place with a rail.
Right.
And that's doing fine. And the state DOT hungers for some reason to do a little port sprawl and is having a hard time coming up with how it could economically ever compete with the big ports of St. John's and Boston. But but nonetheless, they're gunning away at it. That's kind of the context. 5 years ago, an LNG port was fought off. 10 years ago, it was a wood chip port. And, yeah.
We just fought off an LNG port here.
Well, congratulations.
We actually had it was a multi-stage victory, kind of came in dribs and drabs, but the company sued, they lost their suit, and then they hung around, and then they finally left. They had originally approached one of the two ports, got rebuffed by the port, went to the other port, and got accepted, and then we went through a big, long ordeal on that. So, and we're ready. We've got 6 oil refineries down here and a bunch of bulk crude that comes through here. We don't need that. I first became involved in environmental actions while in high school over at Clean Air Issues, and then became more broadly involved with things. Became a outings leader in the Sierra Club because it wasn't just about saving things, it was about enjoying them for me as well, and done a lot of backpacking and traveling like that. And then became involved in some of the chapter activities down here in the Angeles chapter in the mid-90s. My wife became their newsletter editor, which was a paid position, and I did a lot of volunteering on that. And then in 2001, we were looking at the exponential growth curve of these container ports we have down here, and a port hitting the knee of the curve, and said, and just had a first round of air quality reports that came out, and we already were aware of a lot of other problems and went, basically, holy shit, we got to do something about this. So we formed our Harbor Vision Task Force down here back in 2001.
Is that organization existing to this day, then?
Oh, yeah. We're inside the Sierra Club. I believe I've, in a prior email, sent you our web address.
Yes, and I've seen a very interesting video on YouTube that describes both the struggle with the container ports as well as with some industrial operations there that are chemical or petroleum that are obviously being very poorly run by the incredible explosive things that I saw.
But, I mean, it doesn't refer to Maine. It just refers to down here.
Right. I think it may be adequate. You've got a tremendous amount on the web there, which indicates, the huge amount of work that's been going on. So many organizations that you were pointing me toward as affiliated in some way or other with attempting to either get some recovery in the ecosystems there or simply guard the health of the public of the region.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's a very big task. I mean, your port, if you get one, they would be nowhere near as big, but you would get a percentage of these problems.
Okay. Could I ask you? Can you tell us about container ports? We've simply never had one here.
The container port's a truly wonderful thing, in terms of being a technological marvel. And the amount of cargo that it can move in a fairly efficient fashion. This is really the apex of the most modern technology we would have had for being able to move cargo that was cooked up conceptually basically in the 1950s. That said, it's also cooked up with 1950s awareness with respect to environmental impact, and all of this equipment is moved pretty much by diesel in a conventional container port. And diesel is an extremely dangerous fuel to use. It is perhaps the dirtiest of all fuels we can use in land equipment.
Mm-hmm.
The fuel that's used in the ships is even dirtier. It's called bunker fuel. Typical bunker fuel is 2% sulfur, which is an extremely high sulfur content. The fuel is almost as thick as asphalt. It has to be heated to be burnt. So it gives you a sense of the kind of...
very dirty stuff. And...
Right, yeah. Stayed in the... And this is what ships burn, typically. And certainly it's what all your big container ships burn. The you know, obvious first impacts of these container ports to folks living near them has become air quality. Not necessarily because you see the pollution as much as that you basically end up reading about the health effects that it causes and start noticing that you get cancer clusters, you know, throat cancer or whatever else you might be getting from this stuff since near the facilities.